Da var jeg på dette her Snowweaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 253. Liver disharmonies. The liver stores the blood and is responsible for the smooth movement of qi. The liver's blood tempers and relaxes. The liver's qi is assertive but flexible. The liver is sensitive to boundaries. It likes softness. The liver is exquisitely reactive being blocked and obstructed and sensitive to the distinction of self and other. Disharmonies of liver are associated with stagnation, confrontation, and distortions in the boundaries between self and other. Pattern of constrained liver. The liver likes the unimpeded but gentle movement of qi, a free and easy environment. The pattern of a constrained liver qi, which is the most common form of stagnant qi, is probably the most common pattern of liver disharmony. The sensation of pain is its most common physical characteristic, and the feeling of frustration or being blocked is its most common psychological sign. Constrained liver qi is like feeling a wall in the pathway of movement. The qi builds up and generates pressure and pain or sense of restriction and inappropriate tension. Constrained liver qi, especially in relationship to the liver's storing blood, can lead to menstrual pain, irregular menses, and swelling of the breast during menses. If constrained liver qi involves the throat, the patient may feel a lump in the throat, a sensation the Chinese call the plum pit feeling. In the liver meridians along the groin, breast, or flank, constrained liver qi is associated with distension, pain, or lumps. In the neck, there may also be lumps. Constrained liver qi can affect the spleen, creating a sub-pattern known as liver invading the spleen, which has such signs as nausea, vomiting, sour belching, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Since these digestive signs also characterize patterns of spleen disharmony, one must distinguish the pattern of liver invading the spleen by the landscape context of the symptoms. The spleen pattern would have more tiredness, confusion, and worry. The tongue might be paler and the pulse either empty or slippery. The liver pattern would be accompanied with more tension and frustration, and the tongue might be darkish or purple, or even normal if the disharmony is not too chronic, and the pulse manifests as wiry or tight. Constrained liver qi can present as mainly emotional tension and stress. A person who usually feels hampered, while other people in the same situation might not, or easily annoyed, a person who is grumpy and easily becomes a curmudgeon, or a person who sees problems as mainly being the obstacle others put in the way, is often exhibiting a constrained liver qi pattern. Patients with constrained liver qi could be diagnosed in Western terms as suffering from an extremely wide range of disorders, including mastitis, scrofula, digestive disorders, psychological problems, various menstrual problems, and even the stress of disordinary living. Pattern of deficient liver blood. The liver stores the blood. The liver's blood is responsible for basic repose, unhurried cyclical movements, a gentle milieu, the absence of a need to go anywhere, and the ease sense of self-acknowledgement. The liver's blood softens, moistens, and relaxes. When the liver's blood is deficient, a person will be inappropriately tense, feel confined, nervously fidget, have tight tendons, stiff joints, or spasmodic movement. If the blood does not moderate the qi, stagnant qi can accompany the deficient blood and produce many of the signs mentioned in the section above. menstrual problems such as scanty menses, amenorrhea, irregular periods, and painful menstruation can be due to deficient blood. Deficient liver blood may also manifest as hazy vision or spots in the field of vision. The liver opens into the eyes, or pale fingernails, since the liver manifests in the nails. Deficient blood, through the non-corporeal soul, might hinder a person from having an easy sense of self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-esteem. Deficient blood may be recognized by a person who is always kind to others but fails to be compassionate toward self. The liver's blood provides for the capacity to feel and experience pain. Pain is an unavoidable and a necessary ingredient of life. Blood allows for acceptance. The liver's blood creates tolerance and more room for the limitations and boundaries imposed on human existence. Increased capacity to feel pain means less negative awareness of pain. Pain can be integrated into a sense of self. Insufficient blood wants to make things different and causes a person to tense up or excessively resist or react to inevitable pain. Paradoxically, increasing the avoidance component of pain only increases the total experience of pain. Insufficient blood may also make a person physically numb to pain. For example, numbness in the limbs, or psychologically incapable of tolerating or being compassionate toward his or her own personal suffering. Deficient blood will also tend to manifest general deficient blood signs such as pale, lusterless face, poor memory, thin pulse, and dizziness. In the world of biomedicine, this pattern might be seen as anemia, menstrual problems, emotional conflicts, chronic musculoskeletal problems, chronic pain syndromes, or various chronic eye problems such as retinitis. Pattern of liver fire blazing upward. When the liver's blood loses its softening quality and or the liver's qi is obstructed, it easily gets constrained, pent up, and the landscape can finally explode. The agitated and pressured movement is often upward and outward and called the pattern of liver fire blazing. This pattern also can exist without this previous history. The fire of this pattern can be recognized by such signs as splitting headaches, dizziness, red face and eyes, dry mouth, deafness, or sudden ringing in the ears, inability to control anger, outbursts of hostility and vitriolic abhorrence, explosive, belligerent, and aggressive behavior can also characterize this pattern. The pattern would also have general signs of excess and heat, constipation, dark, scanty urine, red tongue with a roughly yellow mass, and a rapid and full as well as wiry pulse. Liver fire often injures the blood vessels, causing various bleeding symptoms. Patients manifesting this pattern might be diagnosed in the West as suffering from essential hypertension, migraine headaches, bleeding of the upper digestive tract, menopausal complaints, eye diseases such as acute conjunctivitis and glaucoma, or ear disturbances such as labyrinthitis, meningeal diseases, or serious psychological problems. Pattern of deficient liver yin. The liver's blood concerns cycles of movement and a rumbling ambience. It moistens and softens. Blood depends on yin. Usually, the ultimate water of a person is located in the kidney, the root of yin. But when a Chinese physician detects liver organ disharmony signs that appear in the context of issues related to stillness, quiescence, and moisture, which is in science. The category is designated as a liver in pattern. The category often overlaps with deficient liver blood, but also has distinct signs and is said to be deeper. It can also overlap with deficient kidney yin. The pattern of a deficient liver yin is an amplifier pattern, woven from the usual symptoms of deficient yin, such as red cheeks, hot flashes, hot palms and soles, nervousness, reddish tongue, and thin, fast pulse. It has the signs of yin not being able to embrace the yang that are characterized by weakness, agitation, and uncontrolled heat signs. This liver pattern also has liver-specific signs such as dizziness, a general deficient yin symptom, but especially associated with the liver, muddled vision, dry eyes, and other eye problems, fidgety nervousness, restlessness, poor self-esteem, and self-deprecation. The pulse is likely to be wiry. A Western physician confronting patients with this pattern may diagnose essential hypertension, nervous disorders, chronic eye ailments, and menopausal complaints. The pattern of turbid mucus disturbing the head, which is damp spleen pattern, often accompanies liver fire, liver yang, and liver yin patterns. It may be discerned by such additional signs as extreme dizziness, a thick, greasy tongue mucus, and a slippery aspect of the pulse. Pattern of arrogant liver yang ascending. This pattern is a label for a place that is recognized between liver fire blazing upward and a deficient liver yin. It exists between excess fire or excess yang and empty fire, which is deficient yin. In fact, most real clinical situations exist among two or more patterns. People resist being put into categories. We have chosen to discuss this intermediate pattern and systematically compare it to the two patterns on each side, partly because arrogant liver yang is more common, but also because it further illustrates Chinese medical perception. The three patterns, arrogant yang, liver blazing, and deficient liver yin, as well as constrained liver qi and deficient blood, can be seen as generatively interrelated. For example, the stagnation of liver qi easily transforms into liver fire. This fire, over a period of time, can damage liver yin and produce arrogant liver yang ascending or deficient liver yin. Although our language is that of causality, in a patient these patterns may follow or intersect one another, or may even appear simultaneously. In fact, even identifying a particular pattern is problematic, since every textbook pattern is only a theoretical image and is seldom found ambiguously in an actual patient. Thus, excess fire and deficient yin patterns are theoretically quite distinguishable, but one often faces clinical situations in which the distinction is hardly clear at all, since the signs seem to point to a pattern somewhere in between the two. Such an admixture of signs is so common in liver disharmony that Chinese medical tradition has designated a separate pattern to describe it. Arrogant liver yang ascending. Figure 44 illustrates the continuum of liver heat pattern from excess fire to empty fire. Chinese medical tradition theoretically defines three points on this continuum as three separate patterns in order to teach students how to organize signs, weave patterns, and prescribe treatment. In actuality, the level of fire and water in a patient can vary infinitely, and the specific clinical pattern woven for a particular patient will involve shading that suggests aspects of all three liver heat patterns. For example, it would be possible to have the pulse characteristic of liver fire, the eye signs of deficient liver yin, and the emotions characteristic of arrogant liver yang ascending. The physician must use skill, experience, and sensitivity to evaluate the relative importance of the various signs and to prescribe the correct treatment. In clinical practice, most organ disharmonies present this type of admixture of signs, suggesting several patterns. In the case of these three liver disharmonies, however, this clinical reality has become a common theoretical consideration because of its commonness, its value as a guide to therapeutics, and its usefulness as a teaching device. It's a good example of the fact that paired opposites of the eight principal patterns, for example, excess yang and deficient yin, are not mutually exclusive. Instead, they define the ranges of continuums that the skilled physician learns to appreciate. The absolute separation of complementary opposite is self-contradicting. Pattern of liver wind moving internally. This pattern occurs when liver fire or liver yang precipitate uncontrollable and or sudden movement or rigidity in the body. Its signs include those of other liver disharmonies with the addition of wind signs such as trembling, difficulty in speaking, extreme stiff neck or tetany, spasms and convulsions, pulsating headaches, extreme dizziness, ringing in the ears, sudden facial rigidity or twitching, and unconsciousness, as in apoplexy. Liver wind usually develops out of an extreme form of some other liver pattern. Thus, if the liver wind were a result of constrained liver qi, there would be a dark or purplish tongue. If it resulted from liver fire blazing upward or arrogant liver yang ascending, a reddish tongue would be seen. Pattern of cold stagnate. Pattern of cold stagnating in the liver meridian. This pattern arises when cold obstructs the liver meridian in the area of the groin. Signs include pain and distension in the lower side and groin. A swollen scrotum, which feels as if it were being pulled downward. Moist tongue with white mouth. Deep, wiry, slow pulse, and discomfort relieved by heat. In the West, this pattern would be seen as one type of hernia, a term used in both Western and Chinese medicine, or as a urogenital disorder such as pelvic inflammatory disease. A cold stagnate in the liver meridian can affect the head and emotions. The most common signs are headache, vomiting, inability to express anger, and hostility turned inward on the self. The outward appearance of such a person tends to be absolutely without aggression, and classical sources mention suicide ideation. Clinical sketch. This example is taken from the collected case histories of Dr. Wu, a famous traditional physician in China. The patient, a male aged 42, first visited on February 3, 1964. His complaints included throbbing temples and soreness at the top of the head. From the four examinations, it was learned that the patient had dark yellow urine, difficulty in defecating, a poor appetite, painful teeth, painful right flank, painful eyeballs, and excessive dreaming. He was easily annoyed and often could not control his anger. His tongue was red. The mouth was thick, greasy and white, and the pulse was sinking and wiry. A Western medical examination at the same hospital diagnosed hypertension and the beginning of coronary heart disease. Dr. Wu's diagnosis was constrained liver qi accompanied by liver fire ascending to disturb the head. His treatment called for harmonizing the liver, cooling liver fire, and transforming mucus. An analysis of the process leading to this diagnosis is interesting. The yellow urine and difficult stools point to heat, as does the red tongue. The flank pain and wiry pulse point to constrained liver qi. The headaches, pondering temples, and eye pain suggest liver excess because of the wiry pulse. The lack of appetite and the greasy moss point to mucus and to liver invading the spleen. One question that could be raised is why the patient has sinking rather than a rapid pulse. Dr. Wu's interpretation was that some signs point to heat, while others point to constrained liver qi and mucus. The fire is only affecting the head and the tongue material, while the tongue moss and sinking pulse indicate the constrained qualities. The constrained liver qi is interpreted as invading the spleen because of the digestive symptoms. The mucus may in fact be cold, although Dr. Wu's diagnosis did not mention this. His treatment, however, while mainly using fire-cooling herbs, also used two warm herbs to transform mucus. The entire treatment was herbal, a prescription of 12 herbs, including Gardenia jasminoides, Gentiana scabra, and Helictis diversicolor, was given to the patient. After he had taken the decoction for these for 3 days, a noticeable improvement was reported. A similar prescription was then given for 9 more days, after which the patient reported that he felt much better. On the third visit, the physician prescribed an herbal pill to be taken for a longer period of time to make the treatment's effect continue. There is no traditional Chinese understanding of blood pressure, as the concept was first noted by French scientists during the 18th century. And in medicine, it was not routinely used until 1912, when the Massachusetts General Hospital began measuring it on all entering patients. It should be mentioned, however, that the Chinese pharmacopoeia has many herbs that modern research has demonstrated can lower blood pressure. This fact was irrelevant to the physician, though, who achieved excellent results by basing his treatment on reharmonizing the entire body. Using only those Chinese herbs that Western research has linked to reducing blood pressure, for example, using a Western paradigm to select Oriental herbs would have probably produced poor results. The rapid response of this patient seems extremely unusual. In most cases, Chinese herbs would be much slower, less reliable, and more inconvenient than Western medications for hypertension. It should be clear that the Western entity known as hypertension can be found in various type of pattern, and that this example of liver fire is but one common type. Other common patterns could include liver and kidney yin both deficient, and kidney yin and yang both deficient.